Broncos fans, hello and good morning and welcome to Arrowhead Stadium here in Kansas City. It's week 12, Broncos on the road to face the 1-9 Chiefs for the first time this year. And right now, weather-wise, clear skies, a little cool this morning. I think Gray wishes he had a coat on, but right now I know it's going to warm up a little bit, get in the mid-50s, and should be a pretty nice day for football and a pretty nice day for anyone that plans to come to this game at Arrowhead. This stadium holds 76,000-plus people who like to get loud, Gray, and the Broncos know that.
Well, absolutely. All time, this has been a tough place for the Broncos to play. In the series history, they're 15-33 in Kansas City. Coach Fox said you can expect to see a sea of red here in Arrowhead. And on the video boards across the stadium, they're even showing, welcome to Arrowhead Stadium, the loudest stadium in the NFL.
Peyton Manning's 5-1 against these Chiefs in the regular season throughout his career. Here's what he had to say this week Wednesday at Dove Valley about playing here at Arrowhead.
It's always been loud the times I've played there. I've always thought their fans are smart fans. They get loud at the right times, and they've always had good defenses when I played there as well. So it's a good combination, I think.
That's Peyton Manning Wednesday at Dove Valley talking about how tough it is to play in this building. Now, Gray, Broncos look second in the league in points per game. Peyton Manning, that offense will have to move forward without one of the key cogs this season, Willis McGahee, who's now down with a knee injury. But the other running backs said, hey, hate to see a guy like that go down, but they're ready.
Exactly. We talked to Lance Ball, Ronnie Hillman, Knowshon Moreno. They all said it's up to us to step up in Willis's absence. And Knowshon has had two career 100-yard games, both of which have come against the Chiefs. Last year, he was injured against the Chiefs, but was on his way to another big game against Kansas City. Broncos fans may remember he leapt over a Chiefs defender on a 24-yard run.
Yeah, Moreno hasn't dressed since week two against Atlanta. Expects to be a key player here today. And all the backs know, hey, look, carrying the football is going to be just as important as protecting Peyton Manning. Here's offensive coordinator Mike McCoy on his confidence in who's going to step up in McGahee's absence.
Without a doubt. I got no doubt in my mind that those guys can run and carry the load for him. You know, every back, every player has a different style. You know, so they'll do their thing, but you know, we have all the confidence in the world in those three guys.
That's offensive coordinator Mike McCoy. Now, Chiefs head coach Romeo Crennel announced on Wednesday that former Bronco Brady Quinn will start this afternoon here against the Broncos. And Gray, hey, he was Denver for 2 years. These guys are familiar with him.
Well, like you just mentioned, he was in orange and blue for the past 2 years. And so though he didn't start a game, the Broncos defense saw plenty of him in practice. And safety David Bruton was actually Brady's teammate for 2 years at Notre Dame. So they're plenty familiar with the opposing signal caller today.
Brady Quinn, I'm sure, is excited to get his chance to get another start here, and it happens to come against the Broncos. Here's Champ Bailey this week at Dove Valley on facing the familiar Quinn.
The good thing is I know a little bit about him and Castle, so whoever's in there, I've kind of seen a lot of them, so I'm familiar with it. You know, he hasn't had a lot of snaps this year, but, you know, enough to kind of get a feel for how they're going to use him. I think it's not going to change a whole lot as far as scheme, I'm sure, but you know, it's good to know what Brady's good at and what he's not good at.
That's Champ Bailey Wednesday back at Dove Valley. They changed the schedule up because of the Thanksgiving holiday. And look, flying home today, the whole team, all they care about is getting the win, Gray. But there are some other notes, some things fans can keep an eye on for some individual accomplishments today.
Well, there's a few milestones to look out for, most notably both starting wide receivers for the Broncos. If Eric Decker catches just one touchdown pass, he sets a new career high for a season with 9. And Demaryius Thomas needs just 67 receiving yards for his first career 1,000-yard season.
Ah, good. And you can see if those things happen starting today. Kickoff is at 11 o'clock. DenverBroncos.com will be here all day long, of course, providing you all the coverage you need. Thanks so much for watching BTV On Site. Enjoy the game.